you will find that humankind is constantly progressing. What we believe evolves, just wait and see. But some folks won't lose outdated views as change they try repressing. That never works, so then those jerks will be on the wrong side of history. Why be so resistory to any type of open-minded thought? 'Cause what used to be okay ain't kosher, no sir, not today. Life moves forward, like it or not. Folks used to moan about telephones or that horrid horseless carriage, and a lady wasn't decent without a girdle. Plus all the crap they said would happen if we have gay marriage. But it turns out no one tried to wed a turtle. That was on the wrong side of history. Now it seems a mystery why folks feared wife and wife or hubby and hubby. But now giving rights to trans kids makes right-wing nut jobs flip their lids the way they did about that Teletubby. Before you pick a side to stick to, do a little research. 'Cause if to keep up with the times you're failing, your name will go with George Wallace, Joe McCarthy, and John Birch, Anita Bryant, Phyllis Schlafly, and Sarah Palin. On issues that range from climate change to not suppressing voting, racial justice, women's rights, and equal pay, oh, we can make things be more fair and free without our heads exploding. Hell, the Vatican's even forgiving Galileo. After only 350 years, that was on the wrong side of history. Yeah, change can be tough and blistery, but we don't need to meet it with such defiance. Especially when we face a crisis, honestly, the best advice is start with facts, reality, and science. Or else you'll be on the wrong side of history. I don't mean to use attack words, but stop trying to go backwards, or you'll belong on the wrong side of history.